Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios for hour number two on this Friday. We got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh, yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two. And we're going to continue with these series of conversations. We just had Senator Tommy Tuberville come on a moment ago. Coming up in a little while, we will have Chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, John Wall, followed by Stephanie Smith from the Alabama Policy Institute. But right now, we're going to the phones. Congressman Dale Strong, who represents the 5th Congressional District of Alabama, who hails from the Huntsville area where he previously served on the Madison County Commission. He is on the line with us right now. Congressman Dale Strong, how you doing, sir?
Hey, it's great to be with you, Phil.
Well, it's good to see you. And by the way, I will just point out that you and I were both at a Moms for Liberty event recently, so thank you for your support of them.
I'll tell you right now, it was great to be at that event, and actually saw Riley Gaines last night at a reception at the speaker's office there. It's great to see her again.
Well, yeah, she and by the way, she's making a difference. I mean, she's one of those who the one person making a difference thing, that is truly a category she falls into. Hey, listen, I got to ask you. So we're going to talk about the State of the Union in a minute, but I also saw that you tweeted out with regard to the State of the Union, heck of a thing that we can't have a border wall, but we can sure put up a border wall around the Capitol when the president's giving a speech. Tell us about that.
Well, I walked out and I couldn't believe that they were putting the first panel up late that evening. And when I did, I just said, this is unbelievable that this administration doesn't believe in walls, doesn't believe in fencing, doesn't believe in borders, doesn't believe in razor wire. And they're trying to, mess with Governor Abbott at every way they can. But then all of a sudden, to do the State of the Union, they need to put a 12-foot fence up there at the Capitol. So I thought it was a little off key and it really infuriated many of the people that were there. Saw what I was doing. They said, "Isn't this crazy?" I said, "You're absolutely right."
Well, it is, and it's a level of hypocrisy that it really knows no bounds here. But let me ask you: you were in the chamber. Give me your impressions of being there for the State of the Union. I'll just ask you before I poison the well. You tell me what you thought.
Well, you know, the thing is, I think the message it doesn't match what he's done. I mean, that's the biggest thing I took out of it is he's talking about how great the economy is in America. And I'll be honest with you, the people I represent everywhere I go are saying, man, look at these gas prices. Look at the grocery prices. Look at the mortgage rates. A lot of people were wanting to buy homes. And when your mortgage rates get this high, it just doesn't work. And then you start looking at the inflation rate and what that's done to the national debt of our country. I mean, it's totally different. What he spoke about last night was in a world that's not where we're at.
No, it didn't. And what also didn't match, though, was the tone. That was the crazy thing. He would describe things as being great, but it also felt like he was scolding everybody while he said it was going great. And I have to wonder, if things are going so great, why are you yelling at everybody? That's one of my key takeaways.
And that's the one thing about the House of Representatives. I mean, the acoustics in there are awful, so we were having to almost read lips. But I'll be honest with you, when he started talking about potato chips and Snickers candy bars, and I just said, this is unbelievable. This is a State of the Union, and he's talking about how many potato chips are in a bag and how many Snicker bars are in a bag. And I'm telling you right now, I thought that right there was about the most bizarre thing that he did when he was up there.
Yeah, he did. And, one of the things I told Senator Tuberville a moment ago, one of the things that struck me, too, was, I would want somebody to practice their State of the Union speech. I got no fault with someone having a prepared speech and they spent time getting ready for it. And it's hard to even argue with having a teleprompter because it's just the modern version of using your notes. All right. All that aside, it was obvious, though, when he was on script and when he was off script. And I cannot help but wonder, how is he going to do if he debates Donald Trump? Because last night, for instance, when Marjorie Taylor Greene called him out about Lake and Riley, he couldn't get his words out. I mean, he was so off kilter there for a minute. It doesn't look like he does too well when he's off script.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I think he might have done better than he expected, because I'm going to tell you, I've been to the 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue for a couple of meetings over there, And I'll be honest with you, it was more bizarre there than it was last night. But the thing is it's pitiful where this is taking us on the world stage.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a joke. And then you start looking at what has occurred in 3 years. I believe the American people see straight through this, and that's what I'm hoping. This is not even an option. But, you know, that's the thing. That's the spin they put on it, Phil, is the Democrats were chanting 4 more years, and, man, the people of America are chanting, give us a break.
Yeah. And the people of America, by the way, are also saying that right now in the polls, the number one issue is the border crisis. And we're seeing millions flood across in what has become basically an invasion or a mass migration of people. And last night, he made it out as if he's just waiting on the Republicans to finally get on board. I mean, good Lord, y'all just passed my so-called bipartisan border security bill, and which is just farcical, in my opinion.
Yeah, anybody that's read that bill understands that that right there was a joke from the first ink that was dropped on it. But I'll tell you, it just made me nauseated to sit down and look at Secretary Mayorkas down there clapping and smiling. And you look at it, 8.7 million is what they tell us. We probably got closer to 10 to 15 million people that have crossed this border illegally. And here's the story that's going untold, but I'm going to be sure that we push this so everybody knows it. Right now on the southern border, for every drone that the border patrol agents are flying to protect America, the Mexican cartel's flying 17.
Wow.
They're coming into U.S. airspace. They're bringing fentanyl by drones, landing, stuffing them full of cash. And Mayorkas is not even engaged in this situation. And this is a national security threat, even on top of the 10 million people that had come in here. And I'm just telling you right now, for him to sit there, clap, smile, and laugh, this right here is more in your face to the American people. And I'm just hoping that these other states see straight through it.
Well, I agree with you. Every state is a border state right now. And what's amazing to me is to watch the differences. I mean, right now you've got Governor Abbott doing all he can do and getting help from Alabama and other states to put National Guard on the borders. Meanwhile, you've got Arizona governor right next door who is banning the ability of her own law enforcement to make arrests of illegals. It's just unbelievable. And it's intentional, yep, in my opinion.
Phil, you look at it. One of the times that I went to the southern border, you know, we were just trying to get a tour on a Black Hawk to see kind of what's going on at the border. We could not even do that because there were so many coming through the mountains, and it just blew my mind. But we started having to mark GPS to get help in there to get them. We're talking hundreds and hundreds coming through the mountains. And the thing that was most surprising that I hope people understand is this wasn't Latino that were coming through the mountains. This was Iranians. And then you start looking at it. They're coming from 160 different countries during this administration. They're flying in. They're coming in everywhere they can and then crossing the border and given a date to show up for a court date somewhere down the road. This doesn't work. This is an invasion, no matter how you look at it. And then while we're up, I looked out there and there's looked like multiple football fields of border fence. And so when I went back to D.C., I was like, okay, I want to know how many panels of border fence and why is it stacked up? And they said, look, when the president stopped construction, he ordered that it be placed in storage. It's being stored in three different states, 20,288 panels, and the taxpayers have paid north of $300 million to store it. I wrote a bill that afternoon that says that it will be deemed surplus equipment and given to the governors of the states along the border. And I'm telling you right now, that bill passed. But can you imagine, we have paid $300 million, more than $300 million since Biden took over to store 20,288 panels of border wall fence. That is an absolute waste of taxpayer money. Those governors are going to appreciate this. And now that border fence is headed to those to be installed because they're going to install it.
No, that's a great solution, and I bet Abbott will have some of that going up as soon as he gets it.
He's a leader. There's no doubt about it. And I do commend Governor Ivey because a lot of people might not know, but there's 300 to 350 members of the Alabama National Guard and Black Hawk helicopters that are assisting Texas in this effort. And I'll promise you this right here: whenever the president's wanting to take the razor wire down, I loved what Abbott said. He said, "Come try to take it. You take it, we'll put it up, put it back up immediately." And that's what the states have got to do. They've got to stand up to this unbelievable overreach and what has occurred at the southern border. It's time to round them up and send them back.
Absolutely. Well, listen, before I run out of time, and I hate it, but we got about 2 minutes left. I do need to ask you, though, your thoughts on Katie Britt given the response, Senator Katie Britt from Alabama, given the response to Biden's State of the Union last night, and the shellacking that the liberal media is trying to put on her right now.
Well, let me tell you something. That's what this is all about. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're on the conservative side. Anything you say, they're not going to like it. They're going to say they don't like her presentation. There's some that said, we don't like that she was in a kitchen. Well, let me tell you something. That right there is where the decisions that are being made are affecting. It's affecting every kitchen table in America. Let me tell you something. I thought her presentation, it's her.
Yeah.
And that might be some that don't like that, but I'm going to tell you right now, the message resonated. You think about it. That's what we're dealing with. Every home is dealing with it. And Katie Britt's fighting not only for Alabama, she's fighting for America. And I think her and Coach are doing well. Coach said about four seats in front of me last night. And I'm just telling you right now, we got to keep this fight up. And this next election, they always say the next one's the biggest one. But I'll promise you this right here. If the American people don't see what's at stake, it's our country. It is our country that's at stake. So we've got to get our people out to vote, and then we've got to be sure that we flip a couple of these other states that that thought Joe Biden was the answer. If he's the answer, we need to look at the question again, because I promise you, he has dealt misery on this country.
Yeah. Well, Congressman, I appreciate you. Thanks for making time today. I reached out to your staff last night. I reached out to you, and I think you got me tied in with your staff. So thank you very much for being available, and we'll be in touch sometime soon. All right.
We'll do it again. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. That's Congressman Dale Strong from Huntsville, Congressional District number 5. We're going to take a break right now. We'll come back from this break, and we'll just move through some more text messages. And coming up on the next phone call at 3:30, Chairman John Wall from the Alabama Republican Party. They've got big news. We just now, about 10 minutes ago, got a brand new chair and vice chair of the National Republican Party. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned.